I read a lot of dystopian novels, and a number of them touch on some of the issues that we're struggling with right now. Primarily, what if scenarios and asking what do we, the reader or watcher, if it's a movie, will do in that scenario. The coronavirus or COVID-19 has forced us to address that same question. And I have another one. Are you prepared to quarantine yourself for 14 to 20 days if mandated? Like, are you prepared for this? Before I get further into the show, I do want to share the following disclaimer. I am not a doctor or a government official. You need to do your own due diligence and research before deciding on any course of action related to the coronavirus because the situation is changing on a daily basis. That said, it's urgent that we have this conversation because it's becoming very clear that many of us will find ourselves being in a quarantine situation, whether or not we're actually ill. So it could be something similar to what's happening in Italy, where they've quarantined a whole region of the country, not because all the people are sick, but that they want to really mitigate the situation that's at hand. That said, it's urgent that we have this conversation because I think that a lot of people haven't asked themselves some really important questions. And those questions primarily are related to what to do, what about our money, what about our lives. And I think that's they're important things that we need to work through. Also, I'll include a recipe for homemade hand sanitizer and a recipe for hand wipes. And finally, I need you to stop freaking out. But I totally understand why people are, and it's because it really feels like things are out of our control. So the idea of this episode is with that in mind, like what are the things that we can actually control and take care of outside of the things that we cannot? Take a deep cleansing breath if you're by yourself in a room and let's talk. The show's sponsor. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the coronavirus and talk of a upcoming recession, I get it. I've created the Coronavirus and Recession Planning Kit from Freaked Out to Back in Control, which is available for pre-sale. It will be live on Monday, March 16th. The kit is only $9.97. It's really important to me, especially the recession planning, because I've been killed by previous recessions. One of the reasons why I ended up supporting my mom was she lost her job during a recession. And so it's very, very important to me to have this available to people. It's inexpensive for a reason. It's never going to be more than $9.97. And I want it to be available to people so that they can plan for both a potential coronavirus situation that affects them financially, as well as the possibility of recession. And I want it to be accessible to everyone, so please do check out that resource. It's very focused on the financial aspect as well as just things that we can do to take care of ourselves during this time. In order to go to the show notes, you'll go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/ how to prepare for the coronavirus. Know actually that things were getting a little cray cray out in the world while wandering through my actual neighborhood. At the time that I'm preparing this show, I'm actually working from my favorite coffee shop's patio, which is completely packed. People are having conversations, I'm talking to strangers. Someone asked for my number. Someone told me I was beautiful today. Like today was like an interesting day. Dogs are barking. Like it's a completely normal day. But what's not normal is that when you go to the grocery store, certain things are missing. Clorox is missing. Toilet paper, which honestly Growing up in a snow state, I've always had a lot of toilet paper on hand, but that's another conversation. Like, there's some things under the surface that clearly aren't typical. And that is something that we need to talk about. It was also a very hot day today for Denver in March, so we were all out and about living our best lives. However, that underlying tension feels like we're about to experience the zombie apocalypse. No, we're not. But when events such as South by Southwest get canceled, the entire northern region of Italy is quarantined, and all of Japan's school children have been mandated to stay home from school until April, and that mandate came down at the end of February, I believe, that is a big deal. And things are getting kind of real. Here are some very real concerns that we all need to begin thinking about. Where can we get consistent, accurate, and up-to-date information from our phones or from home? So I think one of the things that everyone needs to kind of think about is how can they be informed with the right information? And for me, I just want to go directly to the World Health Organization's website because they are the ones managing the protocols for this. However, for Americans, we also have our state health departments, and then there's also our federal response. For me, I'm not as excited, to be quite frank, about the federal response right now. This could change. So I'm really paying attention to the World Health Organization, as well as my state's Department of Health, because they are mandating things specific to people in my state in terms of testing, what they want us to do, so on and so forth. And my feeling is that in the US, that will be the case where it will be a state set system and then kind of go from there. That, again, could change. So you need to, again, stay informed and figure out where you will decide to find the most up-to-date and accurate information in regards to this. Next question, what is your plan? Do you have a plan? Like, if you had to hunker down in your house for 2 weeks, what would you do? What would you do? Like, think about that. Have you ever had to do that? Like, I've been at home for 3 days. Actually, the longest I had to stay home was 4 days, I think. And that was due to a snowstorm here in Colorado. I feel like it was in March. We had a good time, though. Like, we ended up having snowball fights and things like that in my neighborhood. Adults, by the way. We built igloos, but this is different, right? Like, this is completely different. There's no snowball fighting with this. So I want you to kind of spend some time thinking about, what does this look like for me? I have a friend who actually has a whole list of, like, how am I supposed to entertain myself? And so she's asked us to share, like, TV shows that we would watch and that kind of thing. But I want you to really sit down for an hour and consider, what does quarantine look like for me? Especially if you have children, a significant other, parents, older people in your life who need care, like, what does this look like? And to me, this might be a good opportunity to ask yourself these questions in general. Like, maybe this is something we should have been thinking about all along. What if your kids are required to stay home from school, even though you are not required to stay home from work? Like, what does that mean to you? What is the expense? What are you going to do to manage that situation? I do not have teeny tinies. I love kids. I would love to have 2 kids in my future. That's going to happen. I'm speaking that out into the world. But I'm going to say, right now, how my life is, I could manage my children because I do everything from home now. But if I didn't, that's a different conversation, and you need to think about that. It doesn't mean you freak yourself out. By thinking about these things, then you're able to create a plan, right? And you're not caught off guard, because hopefully you don't have to do any of this. You don't have to do any of this stuff that you put in place, because hopefully you're not affected by this at all. But it's possible you may be. So this is just something to think about. Do you have internet available at your home in the event that your job mandates that you work from home or that your children attend school via the internet? Now, you would think that in 2020, the internet would be super, super cheap and super available to everyone, but that's not necessarily the case. Not everyone has access to the internet. And if you are a person who does not, that's totally fine. So the question would become, if you're a person who works in an office and they're like, hey, we need you to work from home, you may need to have the conversation like, could you guys pay for that? like I don't currently, like, you know what I mean? Like, you could say, I don't currently have that resource at home. I would love to do anything I can for you guys. How can we facilitate this? That might be something you have to share with people. Now, the bulk of my listeners probably would not have this issue, but I am very aware that this could be a concern for many. You may also want to research internet service providers that provide service on a weekly or, you know, bi-weekly, monthly basis or daily basis. It just depends. So in Denver, that would be Xfinity. There's another company starting to roll out another service, but it doesn't matter. Just spend some time thinking about that. If you work with the public, like if you're doing work that's people facing, what will you do if events specific to your job are canceled? So I used to do a ton of side hustles that were people facing. And those side hustles would be brand ambassador work, working at the convention center, like all kinds of things dealing with people. But as I mentioned in last week's episode where I talked about, you know, the possibility of recession, I mentioned that there was a 10,000 person convention that canceled on Sunday, even though it began on Sunday. That convention was here and supposed to be hosted here in Denver, and they canceled. And so all of the supporting staff outside of that event, like people who would have worked for the convention center, they all lost their hours because there was no event. So what I would say is, if you work in a service-related industry such as that, what is your plan B? What is your plan B? Like, really, I need you to think about that. What is your plan B? What is the other side hustle you can do? One that I think people aren't talking enough about actually is delivery, like delivering food. I cannot, like, right now, I bet anything where you're delivering stuff is doing very well because people aren't wanting to be around other people. So that might be something to think about. How can we practice preventive measures that will protect ourselves and those around us? We do not exist in a vacuum, and I will actually address this further at the end of the show. One of the most frustrating things about the current coronavirus situation is the sense for me that the U.S. doesn't quite know how to address what it's doing at the federal level. Like, I really don't feel very concerned about the federal response. It doesn't mean that it's good or bad. It's just that how they're communicating doesn't leave me reassured. And unfortunately, in a situation like this, you really need to feel reassured. I will say that when my governor announced that there were cases in our state, I felt very comforted by the talking points that he shared during the press coverage that occurred at that time. So it was like 30 minutes of just explaining what was going on, what the protocol was, what the state of Colorado was going to do. And so I felt a lot more comfortable knowing what they, because I understood what they were going to do. And so that made me feel a lot more at ease. Right now, I feel concerned about a lot of this bipartisan bull that is completely unnecessary during a crisis like this. It makes me very nervous to have our country's top leader talking negatively about governors of states that didn't vote for him. I really don't care if you like the state or not, or that, I don't care. I need you to care about all of us equally, regardless of what happened in the past. And it really makes me nervous because I'm from a state with a blue governor. We voted Democratic for that governor. So now I'm worried, is he gonna like dick us over in some kind of way because of this? And that's not how this works. Like, I may not like what's going on a federal level. But I will say in this, I need the administration to win because people's lives are at stake, period. People's lives are at stake. So we need for all this like weird back and forth and stuff that needs to stop. That really does, because it's very, very concerning. It's not reassuring, as you could imagine. And when, you know, our top leader mentioned how most likely we won't die, that's not how it works. So I need for someone to coach him so that we hear talking points that are reassuring and that we feel comfortable with what's going on and what's happening moving forward. Anywho, in case you're like, I still don't understand what the hell the coronavirus is, I want to say first and foremost, it has nothing to do with Corona beer. So for the 38% of you out there who still are thinking this, I'm really concerned about you. Like, why do you think this has to do with beer? Do you not watch the news? Ugh. It has nothing to do with beer. It has nothing to do with Corona beer. It just is called the coronavirus. Okay. In fact, as I record this, I'm probably going to have a Corona beer. No, I'm not, because I only have gluten-free beer at my house, but I would drink it. What else? The fact that I have to clarify this just alarms me on so many levels. Anywho, so the coronavirus or COVID-19, according to the World Health Organization, and you can go to their website. I include a link to their website in the show notes. It is a respiratory illness with the primary symptoms being fever, tiredness, and cough. There are some additional symptoms that some people may experience. Again, go to the website to see what those are. As cases are confirmed, depending on the severity of the outbreak, citizens in different places around the world may find themselves under mandated self-isolation orders, city, county, et cetera, quarantines, or places are eliminating large gatherings. Even though I am not in a high-risk population at all, I have people in my life who are, and I'm very aware of that. In fact, I've decided to postpone visiting my dear relative who has been fighting cancer. I would have to visit them I'd have to fly to visit them, and I cannot in good conscience visit them knowing that I could put them at risk. So that might be something that you have to think about as well. How can you protect those that you love and those that you don't even know? Like, how can you be a good citizen and just be mindful of those around you? I'm washing my hands and being mindful of my actions, and I do not want my own actions to compromise someone else's health. And so I'm being very self-aware, and I'm hoping that you are too. By the way, this whole situation has solidified my ongoing disdain for cruises, unless it's the Star Trek cruise, which that would be about the only one I would go on, but that's a whole nother conversation. So now I want to talk about the finances of dealing with the coronavirus, because at the heart of Michelle is Money Hungry, it's a personal finance show. And there are several aspects of dealing with the coronavirus that we all need to consider and that I want you to think about. They are the medical costs for getting tested and the up-to-date protocols for getting that done in your town. I need to be very clear, in your town. These protocols need to be checked daily. So if all of a sudden today you're like, I feel like shit, oh my God, I'm freaking out, you need to really do your research on what that protocol is, because you do not want to inundate our emergency care services or our doctors or your primary care physician if you don't need to be there. So again, this is being self-aware. So you are now being told that it is your responsibility to understand how your city is responding to the situation. That means you're going to have to put your butt in the seat and do some research, right? Because it's looking like the response is happening on a state level currently. That could change, but right now it seems to be on a state level. So each state you know, if I live in Kentucky, I need to figure out what Kentucky wants me to do. If I live in California, I need to figure out what California wants me to do. And then I need to figure out if I live in Sacramento, what Sacramento wants me to do. Do you see what I'm saying? So you need to put your butt in the seat and figure that out. It shouldn't be that complicated, but I'd rather you figure it out before you ever have to deal with it versus when you're sick. And my goal and my hope is you're never going to get sick. This is never going to be an issue for you. This is just a plan similar to an emergency fund. You're supposed to have one, right? Same thing. Just a simple, you know, 5 to 10, 15 minutes of figuring this out so that you feel in control and you know what you would need to do in case you have to act on it or act on that information. Also, I want to ask you, do you have insurance? Do you have a primary care physician? Do you have access to an urgent care facility? How close is it to your home? Do you have their number? There's no right or wrong answer to any of these questions. It's just knowing where you stand so that you can take well thought out actions moving forward. What are the costs of stocking up necessities? And I want you to avoid panic buying, but do think about stocking up on what you need to manage a supply shortage or being quarantined from home for 14 to 20 days. So I do think it's a very real thing to consider, the supply chain disruptions. So right now, a lot of US-based businesses get their products and goods from China. China's not shipping things out, not like before. And so that is something to think about. A good example of supply chains being affected would be Apple. Apple produces the bulk of their products in China. So it would not be surprising that in the near future, that Apple will start saying, we do not have certain items because we are waiting for them to be shipped out of China. That's just reality. So that is just something to think about. Like, are there products or are there things that you use that you need to get from China? How can you substitute those so that you have them on hand? What is the effect on the markets? This can be very emotional for a lot of people, and I don't want to get too deep into that, but people are looking at the numbers and looking at their 401ks, and they're like, holy wow. That is very fair, and that's very reasonable to be freaked out, but you need to be very cautious about managing your emotion so that you don't take actions that could be detrimental to you in the long term. Price gouging. Again, we're talking about money. Protect yourself from people trying to rip you off. This is a huge opportunity, I think, for people to charge more on things that they know are at a premium, which could be anything from necessities such as toilet paper, so on and so forth. So you need to really be aware of that as you go out into the world, as you try to buy the things that you need so that you're comfortable. And one of the things that I did actually was I went to a dollar store. Like, I don't really go to the dollar store that often, but you know, occasionally pop in, and I picked up like $20 worth of stuff. And it was actually a shocking amount of stuff considering it was $20. And that might be a way that you stock up on the things that you need. If you need real toilet paper though, I would not go to the dollar store. I would go to a regular store that has better quality toilet paper. But I was able to get like soap and toothpaste and toothbrushes. And normally in my case, I have quite a bit of stuff stocked because my mom actually would stock up on stuff for the year, because when I was little, she was in college and she would get her loans and her grant money and she would pay for everything for the year. Like, she would literally, everything was stocked up. And also, I live near Utah and the Mormons do this too. So they always have a year's worth of stuff. So I grew up always understanding that you have a lot stocked up. So it actually is a little unusual to me to see people running at the last minute to stock up on things. I didn't grow up like that. So I'm not saying that you should go out and buy a year's worth of stuff. That's insane. Like, it takes a while to stock up your pantry with a year's worth of supplies. But I do think that there is something to be said about thoughtfully having things on hand so that you're okay. You know, like, there's nothing worse than running out of toilet paper in a snowstorm, right? So same thing. You just don't want to run out of these things. Some things to consider. Take some time to look at how you actually earn your money. Can you earn your money without physically going to your job, to the actual office if you work in an office? When I worked at the university, I had some capacity to do this, but I could manage all aspects of my job from home. At the time, I had to access actual physical files that were in my office, and I had to work directly with the students. Now, I actually would have been able to manage, I'd say, 80% of my job from home, because I think now most student records, all that kind of stuff, is now online. So I could have very easily worked from home and had access to all the different websites that I would have needed to access. And in my previous job, I did immigration. So I was looking at government databases and CVIS, which is what manages the students' F1 and F2 documents. And, like, you know, getting a little technical there, but there were certain things that I had to do and I had to look at. And now in 2020, I think it would be much easier to do from home than when I previously worked my old job. Do you have cash available to you? So do you have cash on hand? A lot of people don't. A lot of people have gotten kind of moved away from using cash. So that's something to think about. Do you already have paid time off, earned, or vacation time that you can tap into if worse comes to worse? So if you all of a sudden have to stay at home and your boss is like, sorry, we're not going to pay you, and you're like, well, that I need that money. Do you have PTO or vacation time that you can access? And will they let you use it? So pay attention to what your, like, the business that you work for, is communicating to its employees about that scenario. And if you're not getting clear answers, talk to HR and say, hey, like, I'm just curious about, like, what would happen if, okay? What opportunities are there for you to earn money outside of your 9-to-5 that aren't people facing? So in my case, I currently earn money through my course, Make Money with eBooks, my actual eBooks, freelance writing, affiliate, sponsored content, online events, and online coaching. I've really worked hard to diversify my income and to have it be online. But not everyone's done that. Like, not everyone wants to do all that crap, right? So you might have to think about where you can make money outside of your job, which actually I'm a fan of in general. So it could be that you create an elderly care concierge service and you reach out to people who have elderly people in their lives that they can't physically get to because they can't travel to see them. And you would not price that at a premium. You would price it at a reasonable price. And your job would be to just check in on these people and make sure that they have what they need, because there are people out there who really care for the older people in their lives and they're worried about them. And they can't physically go and visit them. Like my relative, I cannot fly to visit my relative. I will expose them to crap. And this relative has been going under radiation treatment and chemotherapy. I can't do it. Like, I cried about that today, just thinking about it. I can't do that. Fortunately for me, I have relatives, a ton of relatives in that town where this relative lives, and they are caring for them, you know, and check. And this relative is scrappy, so it's not like they're laying in a bed all day long, but they have a compromised immunity. So I know that I have their children looking out for this relative. And that reassures me, even though I'm very sad, as you can hear, that I can't go visit them right now. I can't put them at risk. Please be respectful of medical services and personnel. They are stretched thin and they're on the front lines of this. Once you're clear on your actual state and town's protocol regarding COVID-19 coronavirus and the testing for that, follow the protocol that your city and state has set forth. Please keep other people safe. While I'm not worried about my own health and susceptibility to the virus itself, I am, however, concerned about accidentally exposing people with compromised immunities or elderly folks to the virus if I've been exposed to it and don't know. This issue is especially important to me, like I said, because there are people in my life who have compromised immunities, and I don't want them to be exposed accidentally. And I care about even the people that I don't know and who are not connected to me in any sort of way. I created this episode because I feel like it's so important to ask yourself a lot of these questions. This is a situation that honestly is so bizarre to us. I was talking to my mom today and she said, who'd have thought? Who'd have thought we'd be here right now? And I start cracking up because my favorite meme, I have two or three memes that are like my favorite ones. One of them is say it louder for the people in the back. But the other one is the one with the guy who's on that like chicken wing and hot sauce show. He's really cute, this guy. And he's opening up a beer and he's like, who'd have thought we would be here right now? And that's how I feel. Like, I'm like, this is so crazy to me. Like 2020 is so damn extra. I don't even understand why it's so extra. It is only the third month of 2020. That being said, I'm going to sage my house. I'm going to sage my internets. I'm going to sage my computer. I'm going to just, you know, try to keep calm and just try to do what I do regularly. And that's been working for me. But I am really concerned, especially for US-based people, that we are not quite equipped to manage some aspects of this situation. And that is part of the reason why I created the toolkit that I mentioned at the top of the show, which is the Coronavirus and Recession Planning Kit, from Freaked Out to Back in Control. I just feel like there are things that we can do so that we don't feel so overwhelmed and like, what is going on? Again, that's only $9.97. It will be available starting next Monday on the Monday, the 16th. Please, please, please take care of yourselves. Please focus and stay calm. We're going to be fine. We're going to get through this. But I do think that there's some really important things that we need to talk about and have calm conversations about. By the way, when I brought up, there was a specific question that I brought up, which is, what if you don't have a primary care physician? And I had someone like engage me in a series of tweets like, oh, and I felt so bad because I think that they were previously in the healthcare industry and had probably been getting a lot of people like just freaking out around them about this whole situation. Honestly, if you are healthy and you're washing your hands and people aren't coughing in your face and you're not like trapped in an enclosed area, it's likely you'll be fine. And for me, I'm gonna be honest, I'm completely not worried about like my exposure to anything. I'm actually not a germphobe. I'm pretty like, well, you know, like it is what it is. Like this is completely out of my control. But I also understand that there are people out there that this could really mess them up if they don't think about these questions, if they don't answer these things and have a plan ahead of time. And I don't want that to be the case for them. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to the show. Please do not freak out. Like I said, crack a bottle of wine open, drink a glass and relax. That's all you can do is just keep on keeping on. If you like the show, make sure to subscribe and like, leave a review, and please stay safe. Have a good day. Bye.